Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bird Show.
Guessing I've said 36 times on this show that it takes a lot to insult me. But it happened in Disney World. On Bert's Big Adventure, it certainly did.
I have never. I was shooketh, floored, jaw dropped. Wow. That took some cojones to come up and say that.
Oh, you witnessed it.
I did not witness it. Oh. Just listening to Abby tell the story of what happened to her in the park, I was like... Wow.
I've had 48 hours to chew on it, so I'm trying not to be insulted and be more empathetic about it.
So from a mother's standpoint, uh-huh. I understand why she feels the way she does, because you love your child, you want the best for your child. However, taking it that next step and actually going up to somebody who works for the organization and saying out loud what you feel, that took it next level.
While you're on the trip.
While we're on the trip.
Okay, so Abby, fill us all in.
Yeah, Kristen, I was like, leave me out of this. I had no part in this. So I was absolutely gagged in the line for a ride called Everest at Disney. We're at Disney's Animal Kingdom. It is our second park day of the trip. And I'm really excited because it's like the first hour we're there and everyone still has energy. Everyone just had breakfast. Mm-hmm. We're ready to go on the big ride at Animal Kingdom. And I'm with my family and I'm with a couple other Bert's Big Adventure staff members. And we're getting ready to get on the line. We're in the fast pass lane to get on.
And by the way, Abby's family and I think my family were there together. But you guys were on the ride and I was just across from the ride. So I wasn't with the same group of people you were with, but with Bert's Big Adventure families nonetheless, maybe 100 feet from her.
Yes. So we're in line, we're getting ready to go on it. And all of a sudden I hear, is Bert here? And I turn around and it's this woman and her son, her adult son. And me and another Bert's Big Adventure staff member turned to her and we go, well, he's here, but he's not like here. You know, we're kind of like joking where they're like, we've all got our Bert's Big Adventure shirts on. He's somewhere, but we're about to get on this ride.
And that somewhere is 100 feet away.
Okay. Were you and I over there getting a little bit sick because we had just ridden the ride?
That's exactly where we were. Like you were wiping the sweat off of my neck. Because for whatever reason, yes. Everest hit different this year for Kristen and I.
Yes, it did. Okay. It was not your morning. Yeah.
So she's bent over. She's comforting me. I'm comforting her. We're trying to hold it together, right?
I'm in line having an altercation with this woman. So she turns to me and she just goes, well, I hate Bert. And oh. I'm waiting for the punchline because I'm thinking, no one hates Bert. She's about to, like, you know, give a sarcastic comment about how he loves the Chargers and she loves whoever the Chargers rival is. I don't know. And she just stares at us and just holds her line. And I go, oh, do you now? And she goes, yeah, and points to her grown adult son behind her and says, 10 years back, I applied for my son to go on Bert's Big Adventure, and he got denied. And I have this neighbor who also has a child with chronic and terminal illnesses, and they also got denied. So I don't like him. And I just turned to the Bert's Big Adventure staff member, and I'm like, what are we doing? I'm afraid. I think this woman might actually do something.
It's Abby's first trip, her first trip. So at first when I had heard about it, I got really insulted by it. I was like angry. Like, I wish you would have said something. I wish I would have found her. And then I started to think about, you just never know what somebody is going through. Who knows what her journey was like with her son 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Maybe she got a diagnosis like so many of our parents do, that your kid's not going to be around in 6 months, which I would find hard to believe that we didn't choose a child who was in that much need, because usually when that happens, they're on no matter what, right? So I don't know what her situation was or her son's situation. All I could think of was that in the moment and seeing the Burt's Big Adventure staff and the families through the park sparked that like disappointment in her and fear in her 10 years ago. And she didn't handle herself real well in the park. So I'm trying to look at it through empathetic eyes. Because it must have been a very stressful time in her life.
Yeah, and so when Abby first told me the story, again, I was like, wow, like that is an interesting way to handle that situation. And then looking at it from a mother's vantage point and a mother's perspective. So ever since I became a mom, the trip has a whole, a completely different feel, right? It's just different. And so as a mom, you want the absolute best for your child. And if you have a child that has a chronic or terminal illness, I think you take that even to the nth degree. So, you know, I honestly, I'm like, you know what? I don't blame her for being mad at Burt. Or, I mean, I think that's misplaced because Bert isn't like the keeper of the key to Disney. Like he doesn't, it's not him solely that decides who goes on the trip.
We yeah, there's staff. A lot of people to hate.
Spread that hate around a little bit.
You should hate Molly also.
You need to hate Molly. You need to hate Dr. Tom. You need to hate Dr. Michelle. Yep. You need to hate Nurse Lisa. You need to hate the entire board.
Yeah, hate us all.
Don't hate me. I wasn't there.
Yeah.
But I did have to deal with it.
So, you know, I like from mom to mom, I get why she would like have like, you know, ill feelings toward the organization, because her son wasn't, we don't decline, we just did not select her son. There must have been other families that were of a higher need to go on the trip. So,
and I'm sure she knows this.
I'm sure she knows this too.
Absolutely, that's right.
So, you know, from that, I'm like, yeah, I know. She's entitled to her opinion. I kind of get it from a mom standpoint.
You get her hate for me, huh?
Yeah, I did.
I understand yours.
You're next to me every day for 12 years.
I've hated him once or twice myself too. I understand.
But for me, it was like, to cross that line of coming up to a staff member. If it had just been a staff member, okay. But Abby was with a family.
The families were there. And the families noticed, too, because the mom that I was with was like, are you going to tell Bert? And I was like, this is Bert hears this all the time. Like, we're on the internet.
No, he doesn't.
He's used
to the hate.
I'm honestly a little like.
Every day somebody tells Bert that they hate him. He's used to this.
He'll be fine.
No, you should take that as a compliment, because it just seems like everything kind of brushes off your back. And I'm like, yeah, we can say something, but I think he's going to be fine. But here's the thing. We were in the line and we were kind of like, I think this woman really has really held on to this grudge, because isn't it kind of a weird coincidence that she's in the same park that we are on Burt's Big Adventure on the exact same weekend? Like, very suspicious that she's also here. And she even told me while we were in line, she's like, well, I had to move to Orlando to be able to take him to Disney. I'm like, you were committed that much?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It was a little unhinged.
Right. I you know, this is common sense. I think that we get a lot of applications for Burt's Big Adventure, and the way that Burt's Big Adventure is designed, as I've said many, many, many times, and I'm very proud of. In fact, I found out other organizations that are doing our trip have adopted our philosophy on keeping it small.
Oh, nice.
So we only take 12 or 13 families every year. Clearly, we get a lot more applications than that. So I wish we could take all the families, but it would, again, lose that intimacy. And that was the key word for me this year on our trip, is intimacy. I like only having 13 families.
It would dilute the connection that we're able to build and the bonds we're able to form with the families while we're there.
And I'm absolutely sure if she was listening back then and she was sincerely a P1 and applied, she knows that. But who knows what triggered her when she was in the park and she saw all those and there she was with her son. It might have brought her back 10 years and it would be the only opportunity that she would have to really feel like this message is going to get back to me. So she took it, you know? But like Kristen said, at first I was mad and then I kind of understand it.
Yeah, the whole like it just kind of sunk in. The whole scene. So, happy first Burt's Big Adventure, Abby.
Yay.
We almost got in a fight.
The Burt Show.